Ripe is the strategic plan that we have to take to become doers of the word, not just hearers only. So what I want you to start doing is reading your Bible every day. I want you to start inviting people. I want you to start to pray, and I want you to start to expect more. I want to talk about praying, but I also want to talk about people that are not in the family of God. I believe that there is this casualness that we have concerning people that are not in the family of God. And I need to point that out. So, I think I said this in prayer. Maybe I've said this once, but I want you to evaluate it. Don't raise up your hands. I said, Pastor, but it seems like nowadays, every time I come in, you're pointing out what I'm not doing. Well, let me just say this. If you feel that way, understand this. Praying, inviting, expecting, and reading your Bible is not, it's just Christianity 101. That's just a very basic level of Christianity. So if you feel uncomfortable, I'm not going to stop. Amen. You know what? And my humble opinion is maybe that's what I'm doing. How many know this stuff doesn't come automatic for me either? I gotta implement this stuff. I gotta do this stuff. But the issue is, listen, the issue is I got to do this stuff. See, that is wrong Christianity. That comes from a very cynical, just a selfishness. No, guys, serving God is a blessing. Amen. They rejoiced that they were able, that they were counted worthy, that they could suffer shame for Christ. Do you see this? See, they didn't see it as a negative. They saw it as a positive. Are you catching this? They were like, whoa, isn't this cool? Look what we get to do. See, how many know our attitude reveals our heart? Amen? You know, if you feel, and listen, all of us can feel that way for a little while, but you've got to tell your flesh no, and in a course of time, you start, how many know if you're working out, how many ever, you haven't worked out for a while, and then you start working out, and you're like, man, I am out of shape, you know, I'm out of shape, you know what I mean? But how many know if you keep... If you keep on working out, pretty soon you won't feel out of shape. Is that not right? It's the same thing in your spiritual walk. You know what I mean? And how many know it feels good to be in shape? Man. Well, if that's true in the physical, it's even more true in the spiritual. Man. You all ought to come in walking. That's why I'm singing like praise and worship. You all are walking spiritually, man. Hey, man, let's have some worship, Pastor. Right? 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 And listen, and understand what the Holy Spirit spoke to us just a couple weeks ago. Listen, don't wait for Richard to become spiritual. I'm not implying that he's not. I'm just saying, Don't look and wait for anybody to become spiritual. You are the catalyst. How many know one person can spark up the whole church? Amen. And if you would spark up and you would spark up, and I'm not implying that you're not, but I am implying that there's a place that we all need to go, a greater place of spirituality. That here, I'm just telling you what the Holy Spirit is telling me, that there is a place that we need to go spiritually, that we're not there yet. Now listen, either God is right or I'm just missing it. Either God is right or I'm missing it, and if I'm missing it, then we're just all there already. How many would recognize how many would raise your hand and say, there is, I asked about a month ago, how many of you recognize that you could be in a better place than you're at right now? Raise your hands if you recognize. See, God's right. How many know God's right? Raise your hand again. Let's see that. Man, how many, keep your hand. See, you want to get your hand down. Keep your hand up. God is right, man. And listen, That you can put your hands down. That's no condemnation for anybody who had their hand up. No condemnation. God is looking to put you in a better place. But we've got to change our attitude as far as what we're thinking and how we are seeing what God is asking us to do. What he's asking is not burdensome. Praying is not burdensome. I'm telling you what, if you will spend 15 minutes, 20 minutes, a half an hour, you know what I mean? I remember when I used to think, there's no way I got a time for an hour. I can't pray for an hour. An hour a day? Who's got that much time? Who could do that? See, here's what I'm telling you what. There's a time in my life when getting up to prayer was like, you say, Pastor, I've said this before. I know, I need to say it again. You need to hear my testimony. Amen. When getting up to pray was like, ugh. And all I did was move my bed from my bed. All I did was move my sleep time from my bed to my couch. What did you do? I stopped praying on the couch. It was the winter. I got outside. Of course, I took a jacket, but I got outside and I started walking and praying. The funniest thing happened when I got outside and started walking and praying. I never went to sleep. Amen. Amen. Never happened. You know what? And now the truth is, you know what? In the morning, I could be even laying down on the couch in the front living room, and I won't be sleeping. Why? Because the reality is, I'll get up, and I don't walk down the hall going like, I got to pray. I'll be in my bed thinking, man, I know it's not my time to pray, but I'm just going to get up a half an hour earlier anyway. Wow. Why? Because I just don't want to. You said, but Pastor, that's not me. Ooh, stop saying that. I can't lose weight. I'll never get out of debt. My marriage will never be good. Stop cursing yourself. Amen? How many would like to get up and pray more in the morning with a better attitude? And brush your teeth at night and say, I'm telling you what, I'm looking at the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I'm a spiritual giant in the spiritual realm. See? Stop thinking you're not. God says you are. Amen? God believes in you. Amen? And spouses, don't curse your spouse. Amen? They might not be the spiritual giant you want them to be, but bless them. Yes, yes. Amen? Does that make sense? Yes. Philippians, you guys ready to learn something? Yes. So, Pastor, you got started late. No. I just had a long intro. Amen? Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything. Everybody say this, but in everything. Okay, how is this, watch. You guys messing with me in the back? I'm just joking. Okay. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgivings, let your requests known to God. Let's piece this together. Let's do some good exegete of the scripture, okay? You guys with me?
Yes.
You theologians, are you with me?
Yes.
Watch, it's so easy. You know what I mean? Come to level 3. How do you get in level 3? Got to go through level 1, level 2. I'll teach you how to study the Word of God. So simple. Way more simple than you think. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, here's the main words, by prayer. How many worried? How many ever get worried before? Okay. Can I tell you your problem? Thank you for those who are telling the truth. Amen. The way that you are going to be anxious for nothing is by prayer. That's how it happens. Because what happens is, watch this, by prayer and supplication, that's just your requests, you telling God what's going on, okay? With thanksgiving, that's expectation. You're not saying, oh, listen, when God does something in your life and you're surprised, that's not good. Woo! I can't believe it. God answered my prayer. That's not a good thing. Amen. You need to pray in faith. Amen. You know, I'm praying for my daughter. I'm praying for my son. I'm praying for my granddaughter. You know what? Probably won't happen. Stop it. Get on the faith side. Get on the God side. Get on the trust side. Get on the supernatural side. Get on the miracle side. Who am I speaking to? Get on the place. Stop thinking it ain't going to happen. That's the wrong way to pray. If you pray and don't expect to receive, the Bible says, James says, don't even expect anything's going to happen. So you're praying with thanksgiving. You're letting your request be known to God. You let your request be known to God, and you're like, oh. Do you see this? Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer. That's how you're not anxious for stuff. Amen. By prayer. And not just any prayer, the prayer of faith. A prayer that you say, God is on my side. Paul said, if God is for you, who can be against you? Amen. Amen.
Amen.
See? And so you're praying, expecting, thanking God in advance. Has it happened? No, it hasn't happened. So what? So what, it hasn't happened? It hasn't happened yet. See, when Jesus said to that fig tree, be cursed, and that thing dried up from the root, and they came out later and saw, oh my goodness, it's dead. It gives indication that that thing didn't dry up right away. How many know I can trim a tree branch, and right after I break it off, you know what? That thing has no life in it. I mean, that thing is going to die. But there is signs of life in that. Hello? So they're seeing it, but Jesus wasn't like, ooh, I want. Jesus knew no one is going to eat of this tree again. That was like David. David's just like telling Saul, get this armor off me. I don't need this. I'm going to be victorious without this armor. Why do you think David was running to the battle? He was running to the battle because he could hardly wait to shut this guy up. Amen? See, we need to get full of faith. Amen? Not full of doubt and unbelief, not full of our eyes on what we see, for we walk by faith, not by sight. It's through faith and patience. Is this making sense? Okay. You say, Pastor, what does that have anything to do with lost people? It has everything to do with lost people. I want us to start to pray that people are going to come. I've been praying for a long time. I'm praying for hundreds. And who knows this next word's going to come out of my mouth? No, just stop. How come you know what I'm going to say next? Because I've said it over and over and over and over again. You say, but Pastor, you've been praying that for a long time. You know what? We haven't even tapped out of 500 yet. Well, you can believe whatever you want to believe. Jackson? Amen? And I'm going to believe whatever I want to believe. And you can speak whatever you want to speak over your family. And I'm going to speak whatever I want to speak over my family. And you can speak whatever you want to speak over your spouse. And I'm going to speak whatever I want to speak over my spouse. And you can say whatever you want about your finances. But I'm going to speak what I want about my finances. And you can say whatever you want about your health. And I'm going to speak whatever I want about my health. Amen. 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 And I'm not going to say hundreds. I'm going to say hundreds and thousands. That's what I'm going to say. Amen. And I didn't say hundreds and a thousand. I said hundreds and thousands. Well, I just don't think you're going to think whatever you want to think, Jackson. But I'm saying you get on the faith side. Get on the hope side. Get on the God side. Get on the love side. Amen? Amen. You say, get on the love side. What does that have to do with the loss? So we're starting to understand that there's people that need to come into the family of God. They need to come into this church. They need to start coming to a church that are teaching the word. They need to start receiving what you're receiving here and being part of what you've been part of. And we're going to increase this thing and get it bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Okay. Matthew chapter 18. Matthew chapter 18, I have it up here, starting with verse 7. Woe to the world because of offenses. Okay, this is good. Everybody say, I cannot be offended. I cannot be offended. Okay. This is critical to where we're going. So remember this point. I cannot be offended. If you will be offended, you are going to, life is going to become too much about you, and you won't have the passion and the compassion that you need to talk to people about coming to church or coming to Christ. For offenses will come, but woe, see, people are going to offend you. When I'm passing out cards, people roll their eyes. Sometimes I'm passing out cards, and somebody will say, no. But they won't say, no, thank you. They'll just say, no. Or sometimes they'll just look at me and like, I'm not going to take it, and keep on walking. And if I'm offended by that, then I tuck my head into my turtleness, and I get upset, and I, right, and I, and it's all about me, and they're not making me feel happy, and you know what, and I'm going to eat some Cheetos because that'll make me feel better. Right. I mean, Cheetos are awful, but they taste really good. I'm just saying. Okay. For offenses will come, but woe to the man by whom the offenses come. Now, did y'all catch this? Woe to him. See, you were not created. You freely you have received, freely give. You were the one of the reasons why God put you in the family of God is to share with other people. Amen. Does this make sense? Now, I'm not saying most of you don't know where he's going here, which is a shocker. Because when you see how this relates, it's like, oh my goodness, that's what he's saying? Watch, next verse. Watch how I'm going to put this all together. I didn't put it together, but God did. But I want you to watch his reasoning, his reasoning. That's what I'm saying. If your hand or your foot causes you to sin, everybody say, we need to make sure we're not offended. See, that's the main thing. You know, people leave churches because pastors tell them the truth and they get mad and leave. The place where they're called, the place where they're going to be nourished. Listen, the place where not only they're going to be nourished, but their kids are going to be nourished. Woe to those who take offense. And you're going to walk away from the blessing. Listen, you don't have a lot of fathers. There's a lot of people, Paul said, there's a lot of people that are teaching the word of God, but I've called you. How many know I didn't figure out who was my father was going to be? God figured out who my father's going to be. I've heard people say, well, you can just go to any church as long as they're preaching the gospel. What foolishness? What Bible are you reading? This is foolishness. They make me mad. He makes me mad. Well, get used to it. Amen. I said, get used to it. Amen. I'm not saying that. I get used to it. You know, I read the word of God and God slaps me around. Amen. Thank God for it. You know what that is? That's love. Amen. Next time I say something and it offends you, you know what? You run up the street, go to See's Candy, buy me a box. I love See's Candy. Buy me a box of See's Candy and bring it to me and you thank me. Say, thank you, Pastor. I really appreciate you. Thank you. Not irritating. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Here's the truth. Don't buy me no See's Candy. I don't want no See's Candy. I don't need no See's Candy. Amen. I'm telling you. It's about being offended. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. For it is better for you to enter into, watch this. It is better, what's this about? You know what he's talking about? He's talking about people coming into the kingdom of God. That's what this is about. And we as Christians make stuff, it's all about us. And if we don't feel comfortable, we're not going to do it. And that's the church of 2018. That's the problem, the church in 18. You know what? Onward Christian soldiers going out to war. You know the Bible says that we are to suffer like a good soldier. Amen. And in the body of Christ, we for the most part, the church of America has learned, if anything doesn't go my way in church, I'm leaving. And I'm leaving and I'm justified because the seat wasn't warm enough. The pastor kept on talking about money. You know, the pastor asked me to serve. He kept on saying, you know what, whatever it is. Amen. Well, let me tell you what, if you're going to get mad at Jesus. Because Jesus is the one asking you to be a giver. Jesus is the one asking you to be generous. Jesus is the one asking you to serve. Amen. Jesus is the one asking you to do what those who rule over you tell you to do.
There it is.
No, I'm quoting to you the word in Hebrews chapter 13. Amen? It's about the kingdom, guys. We have made it all about us. And once you're in the kingdom, now you have to be mature and recognize it's not about you. God still loves you. He still cares about you. But it's about you freely you have received. Now it's about you laying down your life for someone else. That's what it's about. It is better for you to enter into life lame and maimed rather than having two hands and two feet to be cast into the everlasting fire. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. Watch this, same thought. It is better for you to enter into life with one eye rather than having two eyes cast into the lake of fire. Now, let's put it in context, because watch this next verse. This will blow you. Well, this will amaze you. Take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that in heaven their angels always seek the face of my Father who's in heaven. Next verse. For the Son of Man has come. Did he come up with a new story? See, this is the same thing that he's saying. And what we do is we get offended at anything that would get us out of our comfort zone to go after. Watch it. Watch this next verse. What do you think? Everybody say this is all together. See, he's not done with his argument. You see? See, now people are thinking, saying, okay, wait. What did you think? What do you think? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, does he not leave the 99 and go to the mountains to seek the one who is straying? And if he should find it, assuredly I say to you, oh yes, praise God that God goes after the 99 and say, I leaves the 99 and goes after the one. And if he should find it, assuredly I say to you. I say to you. See, listen to me. God is speaking to us. He wants us to get out of our comfort zone. He wants us to stop being offended when he pushes us into a place of uncomfortableness. You think it's not going to cause you to be uncomfortable to go and get up at night and start looking for the lost, or get up and be here, you know what, at 2 o'clock or the other times that I'm asking? You think it's going to be comfortable? You think your flesh is going to just love, come to church, hey, this is fun. You know what I mean? This is great. I don't even know who you are, but here, have a card. Your flesh is, they said no to me. I don't get to go bowling on Saturday, and I don't want to. Hey, it's not about you. It's about people that are going to hell. It's about people that need Jesus Christ. It's about you who have the hope of glory, the Bible says, is in you. Listen, how many saw how big, if you didn't see how big our sign is, when you leave today, make sure you turn around. You can't miss it. Can I tell you what? That sign is 10 feet by 25 feet. Can I tell you what's bigger than 10 feet by 25 feet? Is you with one card in your hand. Because everybody going by knows, oh, look at that crazy. I mean, that pastor has lost his mind putting that thing up there. That is that crazy Pastor Drew who's just, that guy's just nuts, you know. But when you, here's what I'm saying. Yeah, a lot of them don't even know who I am. All I'm saying is, they can expect that that's what you're going to do, because we're a church and anybody can go buy a big banner. But when you know what, who they know you're just a person who goes to this church, and you're out there and you say, my name's Drew and I go to this church across the street and it's an awesome church and I would love for you just to come. That is different. Let me wrap this up. And if he should find it, assuredly I say to you, he rejoices more over that one sheep than over the 99 that did not go astray. See, we need to rejoice in that one that's coming on Easter. We need to get that one in. We need to cry out to those people who don't know the things of God. We need to be available for God and let the Holy Spirit convict people. Even so it is not the will of your Father who is in heaven that one of these, you catch this? What's the will of God? God doesn't want to lose any of them. Any of them. I am looking for an army of people. I am looking for tall people, short people, skinny people, chubby people, bald people, people with a bunch of hair. I'm just looking, males, females, amen. I'm looking, I'm just looking for people to care that there are people in Pico Rivera. I am looking for people who will expect that they're on this Friday and Saturday, this next Saturday, that there's people walking around and all they need is to be invited. That's what I'm believing. Father, thank you for this message. Thank you for these people. Thank you for their willingness not to go home after work. Thank you for their willingness to allow their pastor to preach to them and allow God to use me to speak to them. Father, thank you for your words. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen, amen, amen.